successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State has received some diplomatic practice, as USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump confirming that CIA Chief Mike Pompeo traveled to North Korea and met with its leader Kim Jong-un on Easter to help set up a framework for an upcoming summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. The fact that Pompeo would be tapped for such a meeting is no surprise to former acting CIA Chief John McLaughlin.
There really is no State Department to function to do this right now. There's no Secretary of State. There's no ambassador in South Korea.
McLaughlin was speaking on MSNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for today show that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Donald Trump's job performance, 49% disapprove. Now, President Barack Obama had a 47% approval rating and a 52% disapproval on this date 8 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
California Governor Jerry Brown was in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Now he was speaking at the National Press Club, making the case, you could say, for California's sanctuary law, which limits cooperation between local law enforcement and ICE. Brown is asked if there may be any changes to the current legislation.
Well, look, this was a carefully drawn statute that was radically changed from its original introduction. But no law is perfect. In some ways, these lawsuits will help clarify it. So I think it's pretty close to what it ought to be, but we'll see what the judges say, and if the cities want to come in, that's fine. But look, let's be honest. There's a lot of politics in this, on all sides. I tried to carve a path down the middle to respect our immigrants, to respect our border, and to respect our law.
Now, the questions are coming from Fox News' Griff Jenkins. Listen as Governor Brown takes a shot at Fox News.
I think Fox News exploits this issue. We have criminals that do horrible things all the time. Which ones may be documented, which ones aren't, I'll be guided to look at that. But we have a very strong law enforcement community in the state. And I think to scapegoat the immigrants by these very biased stories, I don't think... I want to protect people. And for you to say that we don't care about victims is really a culmination.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
$6 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A setback for the Trump administration dealt by the U.S. Supreme Court, including a vote by a judge that President Trump appointed. Conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch siding yesterday with liberals in a 5-4 vote against a federal law that requires mandatory deportation of immigrants for violent crimes. The court found the law unconstitutionally vague, and the decision strikes down a provision of the Immigration and Nationality Act that defines a crime of violence. A passenger aboard a Southwest Airlines flight dies after nearly getting sucked out of a cabin window in flight. The plane made an emergency landing in Philadelphia yesterday after one of the jet's engines exploded about 20 minutes into a flight from New York to Dallas. Shrapnel from the explosion breaking the window, causing that female passenger to get pulled halfway out. The Albuquerque, New Mexico woman died a short time later. And this is USA Radio News.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Families of two children killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook shootings are now suing InfoWars' Alex Jones for defamation. Jones is accused of making, in their claims, false, cruel, and dangerous assertions in regards to the massacre. Jones has called the shooting a hoax and continuously suggests a cover-up took place, causing the families they say to be taunted by those who believe his claims. A new study claims the Gulf Stream is circulating at its slowest rate in about 1,600 years, and the researchers are citing climate change as the reason for the slowdown. If the circulation stops completely, they say it would have catastrophic impacts on weather, including rapid sea level rise on the U.S. East Coast and more severe winters in Europe. Some scientists, however, say there's a lack of hard data to back up the study, and it has them skeptical of its findings. A news broadcaster who had one of the most well-known voices on NPR for decades has died.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Kassel.
Carl Kassel anchored NPR's newscast for more than three decades. Later in his career, adding some fun to his resume, becoming the judge and scorekeeper for NPR's quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Contestants who did well on the show got a chance to have their voicemail message recorded by Kassel.
Hello, you've reached the Landons.
Kassel died yesterday of complications from Alzheimer's. He was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning.
Dollars basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
A setback for the Trump administration dealt by the U.S. Supreme Court, including a vote by a judge that President Trump appointed. Conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch siding yesterday with liberals in a 5-4 vote against a federal law that requires mandatory deportation of immigrants for violent crimes. The court found the law unconstitutionally vague, and the decision strikes down a provision of the Immigration and Nationality Act that defines a crime of violence. A passenger aboard a Southwest Airlines flight dies after nearly getting sucked out of a cabin window in flight. The plane made an emergency landing in Philadelphia yesterday after one of the jet's engines exploded about 20 minutes into a flight from New York to Dallas. Shrapnel from the explosion breaking the window, causing that female passenger to get pulled halfway out. The Albuquerque, New Mexico woman died a short time later. And this is USA Radio News.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Families of two children killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook shootings are now suing InfoWars Alex Jones for defamation. Jones is accused of making, in their claims, false, cruel, and dangerous assertions in regards to the massacre. Jones has called the shooting a hoax and continuously suggests a cover-up took place, causing the families they say to be taunted by those who believe his claims. A new study claims the Gulf Stream is circulating at its slowest rate in about 1,600 years, and the researchers are citing climate change as the reason for the slowdown. If the circulation stops completely, they say it would have catastrophic impacts on weather, including rapid sea level rise on the U.S. East Coast and more severe winters in Europe. Some scientists, however, say there's a lack of hard data to back up the study, and it has them skeptical of its findings. A news broadcaster who had one of the most well-known voices on NPR for decades has died.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Kasell.
Carl Kasell anchored NPR's newscast for more than three decades. Later in his career, adding some fun to his resume, becoming the judge and scorekeeper for NPR's quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Contestants who did well on the show got a chance to have their voicemail message recorded by Kasell.
Hello, you've reached the Landons.
Kasell died yesterday of complications from Alzheimer's. He was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Huntington. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 8:06, time for Huntington Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, it is 39 degrees and it's partly cloudy skies. Anybody know when spring is going to show up? Today is April 18th, Wednesday, 2018. Weather Underground says that today will be some clouds this morning. We'll give way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon. A high of 56, winds west at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies this morning. This evening will give way to cloudy skies and rain overnight. A low of 41. Winds light and variable. Chance of rain is 70%. On Thursday, light rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon. A high of 50. Northeast winds shifting to northwest, 15 to 25 miles an hour, and chance of rain is 70%. Friday, partly cloudy, 51. Generally sunny on Saturday, despite a few afternoon clouds, 58. Except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, and finally 62 on Sunday. On Monday, mainly sunny sky, and we get into 60s, 64 degrees. Temperatures in the area, 39 in Raritan, 37 in Kingwood, 39 at the county complex, 39 in Lebanon, 39 in White House, 39 in Tewksbury, 37 in Asbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Bixie here, coming live from Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. And we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, where you can walk down the street and sing doo-wah, diddy-diddy-doo. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little Manfred Mann this morning. Is there any way that you cannot listen to this song and not pop your head and have a little smile on your face? I don't think so. And I don't know about you, but it brings to back memories of the movie Stripes, when they're all doing their first basic training marches and trying to get everybody to enjoy themselves and have a little fun. All right, welcome to Wednesday. I'm sorry I was not available yesterday. Having a little, I don't know what it was. A pretty bad headache and might have been some food poisoning. But who knows? We're back in action and we're cooking with gas here. Welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to WHCRDB. Good morning, Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com. First thing I got to do is get you some traffic, and we'll talk about what is going on our Hunterdon County roads. I get my alerts from Hart. You can do it too. Just register with them. They'll give you alerts that I get via email. You can pick the local, county, state, and interstate roads that you would like to learn about. And if you had done that, you would have learned at 6:52 this morning, exit 17 in Clinton, delays due to a motor vehicle accident in the area of exit 17 Clinton. Reports of a vehicle in the left shoulder east of exit 17. Don't have an update on that, so I'm assuming that one is taken care of. But 78 eastbound exit 12, Union, delays due to a motor vehicle accident east of exit 12, so still there. That's the update. That was at 7:30 this morning. And if I get any more updates, I'll certainly let you know. But before you get on 78, anywhere west of exit 12, you might want to figure out whether it's a good idea to do that. You'll probably see some traffic over there. So you've been warned. Somehow maybe you can get on Route 22 and cut over later on. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic.
Thank you. So what's on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We're going to talk with Michelle Heide, find out what's going on with the markets. Shows all back together. Ever have one of those days? All right. So it's Wednesday, and here is the upcoming schedule on HuntingChamber.com. I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide at 8:30, and then we go on vacation with Diane Lane from DNL Travel up in Clinton. She takes us into talking about all the different places to go, and when the temperatures are 39 degrees and lower, you tend to have a yearn to get out of Hunterdon County. So Diane helps us figure all that out from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, we have Happy to Help. And that is Nicole Smith teaching us about being volunteers and volunteerism. She always has some great guests on who are giving of their time and helping great organizations. So you get to learn all about being part of the community and helping your fellow neighbors. And that's Happy to Help from 10 to 11. 11 o'clock, we have Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic gives us insight into how to raise kids in the 21st century. And she does that by teaching us about their perspective of being more technologically savvy and more emotionally connected than ever before. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamirarol is on at noon, and Ruth brings us some great insight into mental health. She wants to erase the stigma, and she is teaching us the signs of mental health and poor mental health or good mental health, and she's also teaching us the techniques, the advice, the information, the relationships, all the things that make up being a positive in your life and having good mental health. Max Living with Mr. Mark LaRose is on from 1 to 2. Mark LaRose brings us great insight into making sure that we're physically active, nutrition, and taking the next steps in bettering ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. So that's Max Living at 1 to 2. 2 to 3 is Modern Design. Rich Scuderi comes on, and he talks all about interior design and helping you design in a frugal manner but getting the best updates and looking current. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy is on from 3 to 4. She's bringing you up-and-comers. People are part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations who are public speakers, game designers, CEOs, journalists, public speakers, authors, everything that you'd like to learn about these folks who are making a difference in their lives and hopefully ours. Art Nevin and David White come on from 4 to 5. The Human Side, talking about people who are making a difference in Hunterdon County and the challenges that they face. And then Destination Hockey is on from 5 to 6. The NHL. David Lazar talks to folks who are all part of the NHL and how the current season is going. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet, singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me, singing. Holding my hand, just as natural as can be, singing.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One, two, three. One, two.
Let me tell you how it will be.
All right, the Beatles helping me with BrandyLocks.com. Celebration of Urges for the month, week, and day. And this is a bit of a head fake, and I'll explain in just a minute.
Man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Car care month. It's Celebrate Diversity Month, Child Abuse Prevention Month, it's International Cesarean Awareness Month, Community Spirit Days, Confederate History Month, Congenital Diaphragmatic Hernia Awareness Month, Couple Appreciation Month, Defeat Diabetes Month. We have some great shows to help you do just that, including Max Living. That is coming up at 1 o'clock today. Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Emotional Overeating Awareness Month. Ruth Altamore Roll might be able to help you with that at noon. Fair Housing Month. Financial Literacy Month. Fresh Florida Tomatoes Month. We know Jersey tomatoes are the best. I don't know why Florida's even getting involved. It's Frog Month. It's Genocide and Human Rights Awareness Month. Global Astronomy Month, Global Child Nutrition Month, Room to Read, and Nicole Smith helps with that. And it's Grange Month, along with Home Improvement Time. The Home Sweet Home guys are on Friday to help you with that at 11 o'clock. For the week, it is International Wildlife Film Week, Animal Cruelty Human Violence Awareness Week, National Coin Week. Rob Coins, one of our big sponsors, Randy Block. Go and visit him to learn all about some great historical coins. National Karaoke Week, National Pet ID Week, National Paperboard Packaging Week, National Volunteer Week. Happy to help. Today we'll help you with that. Spring Astronomy Week, Week of the Young Child. We started American Quilters Society, Cleaning for a Reason Week, Consumer Awareness Week, and Police Officers Who Gave Their Lives in the Line of Duty Week. all that happened this week. And for today, it is Adult Autism Day, International Amateur Radio Day, International Day of Monuments and Sites. Our friend Diane Lane tells us all about going to visit some great historical and national parks. National Columnists Day. We've got Al War on Mondays to help me with that. National Lineman Appreciation Day. Pet Owners Independence Day and World Amateur Radio Day. Now, why were we playing the Beatles Taxman? Well, I know Tax Day was yesterday, but I don't know if you read or heard that the website of the IRS crashed yesterday. And because of that, they've given you an extra day that you might not have realized. So, there you go. Today is Tax Day, not yesterday, because of a technical glitch by the IRS. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day, and the Beatles. Pick something and get involved. Time for a little vitamin C. What do we have in store? Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Published yesterday, a car show on Sunday will give help fund tiny homes for homeless vets. Written by Taylor Tayanoia Harris of NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com. When Dan Kwasnik, 22, was given the task of helping a local business as a senior class project, he knew he had his share of organizations to choose from. Other classmates in Fairleigh Dickinson University chose to help organizations such as the American Red Cross or even domestic violence organizations. But there was one group of people that Kwasnik wanted to help, particularly homeless veterans. They sacrifice everything for us, and then a lot of them come home to nothing, which is just unfair, Kwasnik said. So he and two of his classmates at FDU, Michael Monks, 21 of Bridgewater, and Ali Consino, 20 of Parsippany, decided to team up with Operation Chill Out, a nonprofit dedicated to ending homelessness for veterans in New Jersey and northeastern PA, to raise money for the organization through a car show. We're car enthusiasts, Monk said. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback from people in the community about this, so we know it'll all be worth it. Kwasnik of Stockton decided to throw the car show in Hunterdon County of Delaware Township School, 501 Rosemont Ringo's Road in Sargentsville. Set for Sunday, all the money raised from the car show will go toward Operation Chillout's Tiny Home Initiative. The tiny homes built for the veterans are 110 square feet and complete with a kitchen and bathroom that only costs $15,000 to build. In order to stay in one of them, veterans have to maintain a job and keep 30% of their income to the organization, which they receive back after their two-year stay. Tom Wicklow, logistics coordinator at Operation Chillout, says the tiny homes help assist the vets with financial stability because the houses are energy efficient, costing only $16 in utility expenses. As a veteran myself, it's a warning. It's warming to see an outpour of support, said Wicklow, who served in the Marine Corps from 2008 to 12. Military isn't for everybody, and we know that, but the support like this that we get from the community helps us get through it. There are more than 40,000 homeless veterans currently in the U.S., according to the 2017 Homeless Assessment Report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. For New Jersey, that number has decreased by more than 50% since 2007, but there are still nearly 600 homeless veterans in the Garden State. Knowing the state of homeless veterans at this point is more than just a school project, Consino said. Hopefully, this creates a lasting impact. At the car show on Sunday, Kwasnik says he expects about 100 cars to participate with a goal of raising about $6,000. So go out. It's going to be nice weather. And support this young man and his friends from FDU and support our local veterans. That is Vitamin C for today.
All
right, we're going to take a break, do the news, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon. Right after this, I'll be doing celebrity birthdays a little later on in the show. You're listening to WHCR-DB, and this is the Good Morning Hunterdon Show. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump orders all American flags to fly at half-staff in honor of former First Lady Barbara Bush, who is also the mother to President George W. Bush. She passed away at 92 yesterday. In 1990, she spoke to the graduating class at Wellesley College in Massachusetts and discussed finding joy in life, including the type of joy she found in marrying the former President George H.W. Bush.
One of the reasons I made the most important decision of my life to marry George Bush is because he made me laugh. It's true, sometimes we laugh through our tears, but that shared laughter has been one of our strongest bonds.
A memorial service is scheduled for Mrs. Bush this Saturday morning in Houston. She'll be buried at the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library in College Station. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle Heide, who's from Patton Heide & Associates. Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You just blew my ears out. Wasn't you. It was me.
Ooh. Okay. I'll talk a little softer.
No, I got you. Wow. I was monkeying with my board here this morning and left one of the volumes up. All right. So, did you hear the news about how everybody got an extra day to file their taxes?
Yes, I was just gonna say the same thing.
Yeah, see,
how wonderful that the IRS site crashed on tax day. So
too much.
Boy, yep, can't make this stuff up.
No. See, now if you took the plane like I was explaining, it would have wasted your money.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh boy,
you could have stayed in Singapore and done your taxes one more day. So
that's true.
All right.
Exactly.
So how
all right.
How the market? We're in the middle of first quarter earnings season, right?
Exactly.
So how are things going?
Especially in the second quarter, first quarter earnings have been coming out, and so far, overall, they've been coming in pretty positively, and, you know, that is only continuing this morning. We had Morgan Stanley basically coming out with their revenue as a record, so their shares are trading higher in pre-market trading. We also had United Continental Air coming in at 10 cents above. Revenue came in marginally above. We also had CSX, the rail carrier, 12 cents ahead. They also beat. So, you know, overall, we're continuing to come in with strong earnings. Yesterday, we had Netflix coming in with very strong earnings. But, you know, Netflix is one of those companies I'm like, wow, they just can't possibly keep doing what they're doing. And then they keep doing what they're doing and their share price continues to go higher.
Well, they continue to find other ways to grow revenue. I've talked with my friend Mike who does movies on Friday. And
okay.
Now Netflix is getting in the middle of the movie business.
They're making
movies, and
right.
And so when they make them, and then they're putting them on their own platform,
right.
That's a win-win for them.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
They're also doing TV shows, so.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I know I'm a Netflix subscriber myself, mm-hmm. and it's true. I know that. Well, I don't have a lot of time to watch television, but I know a lot of folks that subscribe to Netflix now. Yeah, specifically for. You know, the movies that they've been developing and some of the programming that they themselves have developed that you can only see if you have Netflix. So,
right.
Yeah, so that's good. And let's see. We also have American Express and Alcoa reporting later today. So far, the futures are all trading higher. We had Dow futures up somewhere around 80, S&P up 10, NASDAQ up about 22. On the economic front, we had mortgage applications increasing by just under 5%. So we are officially in spring housing season. So overall, folks are continuing both with, new home buying, and there are still some refinancings going on out there, even though, you know, as we know, rates have been inching higher and higher. We also have the Fed's good old beige book coming out at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So, you know, typically when that happens, investors look at scouring those documents to see if there are any additional clues on how the economy is currently performing. We also have a few Fed governors and Fed presidents out speaking today. And then lastly, we have President Trump hosting the second day of his official working visit with the Japanese Prime Minister, where they're expected to continue to talk about peace and stability in that region, along with trade and investment ties. So it looks like on this Wednesday morning, we will be opening in the green and see where we go from here. But like I said, it from an earnings perspective, you know, so far so good. And see where we go from here.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks now since we sat and listened to Russell Price. And seems mm-hmm. like exactly what he's talking about. The earnings are crushing it right now. And because the volatility of the stock market, we really didn't get a lot of stock market movement so far this year, so it's
right.
lagging behind.
Right.
And
right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I think he said that at the second half of the year, the stock markets might start calming down a little bit, and then hopefully
right.
we'll
right.
go
exactly.
in a positive trajectory. So,
right.
All right. I love it right, when exactly. I love it when a plan comes together.
Me too. Being the planner that I am, I love it when a plan comes together.
Sweet. All right. So thank you so much as usual. Looking forward to. You're not going to get some warm weather, Michelle, until Saturday.
Oh my God! It was both my kids had games yesterday, and I was like, one of my clients rescheduled. It was a later meeting, so I said, "Oh, good, I can go watch the kids' games." And I went over there, and holy mackerel, there was sleet, there was snow, it was so cold. These poor kids are out there playing softball and baseball. Yeah. We're like, okay, where is the spring weather?
Well, I'm going to have to suffer with 81 today. Sorry about
that.
But sure. I still owe you four more days.
All right.
All right.
I'll put the winter coat back on at least for a few more days
there
here.
There you go.
Okay.
No, it'll get better in the weekend. So you'll be
okay.
Get up to the 50s right. the next couple of days, and then we'll get into the 60s Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
All right.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great one.
Thanks. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Pat and Heide Associate Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony are very supportive of Hunt Chamber Radio and Hunt Chamber of Commerce. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and Huntchimber Rare.com. We're going to take a quick break and get Diane Lane on the phone. Do a little vacation.
River of peace. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Traffic stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
All right, it's one of my favorite times of the week. I get to talk to Miss Diane Lane.
Yeah, how are you?
She's feeling much better now, and that's good, too.
Yeah. I think we see some light at the end of the rainbow with our crazy weather.
we'll see. It's Friday and Saturday you're going to get into the 60s, but right now it's still...
Yeah, we're going to have kooky weather coming again.
Kooky weather, yeah.
For Thursday.
So,
this morning.
So I got to ask you before we get onto this, you obviously have been in tune with Allegiant and the report on 60 Minutes.
And I missed it, and yeah. Tell me about it, because I was babysitting.
I don't understand, Diane. You know, you're 24 hours travel.
I should.
Yeah, 60 Minutes did a report.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to catch it, I couldn't get the time. I was like, oh, my God, I was so mad.
Yeah, so they cited that... their safety records and stuff like that is not up to par and the like. And then the other day, or actually yesterday, because I happen to fly Allegiant from time to time, I received a email from the CEO, and he put together like a little 5-minute chat about how 60 Minutes was using some old data.
And they got a senator from Florida, top Democrat in the Senate, on the Transportation Committee, is calling for an inspector's general review of the airline.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
The CEO seemed pretty legit in terms of not really freaking out about the whole thing and saying it's, you know, they're in touch with the FAA all the time and the safety records. They've been making a lot of changes from past experience. So seems like Allegiant got a bad rap, at least.
Yeah, they're saying it's a false narrative.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that was a little unfortunate is that from the way the CEO put it, it sounds like the way the article or the report was put together, it sounds like a lot of the things that were interactions between the government, the FAA, and Allegiant were specific to Allegiant, and it doesn't turn out that way. It turns out that the FAA does it with everybody.
Yeah, and they're also saying they found no safety and regulatory problems.
Right.
A review of them in 2016. So, you know, why put this out on the air, you know? And if the FAA finds any issues, they take immediate action.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
I mean, this was bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, PR. It doesn't help. So,
no.
So we put that to the side for a minute, and then we have... the unfortunate problem that took place in Philadelphia with a Southwest airline. And I saw that article come through, and, I didn't think much of it. I said, typically, airlines have a little problem. Something happens on the plane, and they land. Then I heard the rest of the report this morning, and I went, oh, my God, I can't imagine what that would be like. The engine exploded and blew a window
actually,
out?
A part of the fan.
Yeah.
One of the blades came off, and that just made everything come apart, and the debris went into the window, which decompressed the plane, which immediately does a dive, and they were able to pull the woman back through the window.
Yeah, she died today, though.
Out. She did die, but, think about that little tiny window of your body trying to go through that.
Yeah, so interesting
30-some thousand feet.
Well, interesting thing about that. Now, I like to watch the Mythbusters. And they had done experiments to disprove what happened there, and now I'm hearing that's not the case. So I'm a little taken aback. So, and then lastly, I don't know if you caught this one. Spirit Airlines is now what the Spirit Airlines does is they only have the same plane all the time. I think it's an Airbus, I think. And now they're starting to consider, in the near future, ordering smaller planes.
Yeah, it's the Boeing 737 that was going from LaGuardia to Dallas, And, yes, it was saying that the industry, years ago when we had a conference, they were going to have the smaller planes. But at the same token, they were also going to raise the price
on
the tickets, on the seats, because now they're doing less passengers. And now here's a 737. It only had 149 people on board.
Right.
I don't know how many seats are in that plane. How many seats are empty,
Well, when I flew down last Wednesday, the only place that was available was an exit seat. So, I was put in the B seat, so I promptly upgraded myself to exit row for a couple of dollars so I could have a little more leg room. So.
Yeah. But when you're over 30,000 feet, and it was at 32,000 feet, you're going to, whenever there's anything that happens like that and there's a puncture, you're going to go out wherever that hole is. And it's not, and these things that they show and they're making in that, in the movie, no, this really does happen, It was a horrible thing. Passenger oxygen mask dropped in the ceiling, and they ditched the plane immediately. And that's what it does. They have to check metal fatigue. They have to get smart on safety issues. Yeah, it's inner mechanics. It's not the whole airline industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's the wear and tear on equipment, like the drilling rig.
Sure.
And anybody who's in construction, you do not run your equipment in the extreme cold weather that we had. Steel will break just like a pencil.
Right.
I mean, and sometimes they put the planes up there, and they're in this extreme cold weather up in the atmosphere. You never know.
Right.
It's hot and cold, hot and cold.
Sure.
But, they have to look at metal fatigue, and they have to look, at different things. Yeah. And as industry and technology gets better and they find new components and compositions to build things, technology will change things.
Okay.
But they got to work with what they have.
Yep. Well.
Well, let's get back to travel.
Sorry. Well, I mean, that is kind of travel, but it was the...
Well, we don't want to have anyone panicking.
No, we don't. And bear in mind, everybody, you know, still, plane travel is extremely safe. It's just these unfortunate occurrences. You know, think about how many planes are up there every day. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Go to... there's a Flight View app, and you can see every plane that's in the air right now.
Oh, my God. Yes.
It's amazing.
Yep. So it is one of those things, and it's just something that happened. Even though that engine was inspected and things do happen, you know, it's not anyone's fault in particular. You just don't know on wear and tear how things are going to last.
Sure.
You just got to be aware of it. Sure. That's all.
So where are you taking me today?
Well, New Orleans, I don't know if everybody realizes, is 300 years old.
Wow.
So throughout the whole year, they're having a whole bunch of festivals. And to honor the city's milestones, Luxury Gold is a travel company, Vacations, is hosting a 14-day Sumptuous Soul of America itinerary. Launching in May, it's starting at about $8,300 a person. It puts the spotlight on New Orleans food and music, and you travel to Chicago, St. Louis, Louisville, Nashville, and Memphis. They will take a river cruise that will immerse them in the city's architecture while in Chicago. In Louisville, they visit a bourbon distillery in Churchill Downs, as well as the Kentucky Derby Museum, which the Kentucky Derby is coming up in May.
Right.
In Nashville, they attend a live radio program, the Grand Ole Opry. In Memphis, they pay homage to the King of Rock and Roll at Graceland, followed by a dinner with George Klein, his childhood friend. And then once you're in New Orleans, they explore the city's neighborhood, historical cemeteries, landmarks, the local guide, dine on Creole cruising during a cooking demonstration, have dinner at Arnaud's restaurant while listening to live jazz. Now, that's one, or you can do a 9-day Southern Grace tour that's debuting in May and starting at $5,400, starts in Nashville, ends in New Orleans. So anybody is into doing something, you know, as the year progresses, we got a couple little itineraries to immerse you into that if that's what you want to do.
So how do you travel? Did you say river cruise or is it bus?
It's a river cruise, yeah. Okay. And they set up everything, all the guides, the dinners, the whole thing.
Nice.
I'm not sure if they're doing this in conjunction with American Cruise Line, which is what we talked to you about a couple of times.
Yeah.
So I'd have to find out who they are dealing with or if it's a bus tour, you know, driving and bus and on and off a bus. Besides, it says the travelers will take a river cruise while immersed in the city's architecture while in Chicago. So I'm thinking it's a river cruise all the way down.
Wow.
So I have to find out some more information. Yeah. They just put this little blurb in the paper.
Okay.
You know. And then another company out in Utah called Austin Adventures is doing an 8-day Utah Mighty 5 itinerary, which you go to Canyonlands, Arches, Capitol Reef, Bryce, and Zion. You explore all places to hike and see all the Zion National Park. Must do once in a lifetime experience. You go through the water-filled Wall Canyon, hike up Zion's Angel Landing. You know, stuff like that, and highlights of hiking, if anybody's into hiking, landscapes, rock climbing, canyons. And it's like $3,500 a person to do this for 8 days, seven nights.
Wow.
I'm not quite sure if it's a camping or you're staying in hotels. I didn't look into it further.
Yeah.
You know, but it's for the adventurous hiking people who like to do that kind of stuff.
Now, is Zion, there was a time when they were talking about Zion, they were closing it at least temporarily because of the rocks that were falling.
I guess they're into watching that now and checking it all out because they have specific locations on this trip that they go to. And they even say, you know, you're walking on Angel's Landing, which has got sheer drop-offs on both sides, and you hold on to chains for safety. Hello, you really got to be adventurous to do that.